We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN and talking to our couple guests here from Flint Hills Christian School. We're talking the Raising Warriors campaign. Dennis Mullen, honorary chair of the committee, and director of advancement Jordan Candido are our guests here this morning. And we're talking about the expansion of Flint Hills Christian School over there in Blue Township. And, you know, there's a lot of benefits that you get from a private education, and we can talk a little bit about that here during the segment. Dennis, I know you're a strong advocate for this.
Yeah, I am, Brandon. Appreciate that. You know, one of the things we designed in the original school was to keep our class size smaller. We have about a 1-to-11 ratio, but I think our goal was 1-to-12 ratio initially. With the design that we have a better opportunity to really work with our students on a one-on-one basis. You know, it's, as everyone knows, you know, kids are the full spectrum from needing assistance to really accelerating above their class. And to have that personal relationship with individuals, or they could segregate people that need a little more excelling in their education to those that need a little more help in their education. And that's proved really very effective for the school. Their average ACT scores are 25 on the average. So we've been pleased. We've had national merit finalists in graduates from the school. And I think the proof is in the results of how that education is working. And we're keeping that same philosophy as we move in into the larger facility. We're still going to keep that small ratio to really focus on education and a personal relationship on a one-to-one basis.
All right. Well, and Jordan, let's talk about kind of how enrollment has gone this past year and kind of where you're trending here as far as the direction. I imagine the pandemic's played a little bit of a role in that.
Sure, certainly it did. Just real quick, I wanted to touch on something that Dennis had, you know, was just speaking on, and that's our academics, and that we do have that average ACT score of 25. You know, we're duly accredited. We have rigorous academics that are set by different accreditation standards, but also the rigorous standards set by our board. And those things being our driving force for academics is what produces results. But another benefit of private Christian education is that our leaders of tomorrow who graduate from Flint Hills Christian School have been steeped in biblical principles, and they've got such an accurate, focused biblical worldview. So what does that mean for a community? That means ethical leaders. That means people who value relationship, who value individuals. And in a world where we can feel like we're just a number, we're just another person, wow, that's so impactful to have these graduates go out into the world and impact our community with strong standards for themselves, a strong moral compass. So that's exciting. But to speak on what you had asked, how the pandemic has played a factor initially, yes, it did kind of bump our numbers as far as enrollment is concerned, just because we have been in class 5 days a week for the entire school year. So there's a lot of parents who set out seeking that, but we've managed to retain about 90% of those new families who sought us out because we are full-time still, and they want to come back again. So they've seen what it is that we have to offer. By chance, God brought them here. But they want to stay, and that's exciting. So between being able to retain a significant amount of the families who have come our way, we're also seeing trends going up, and that's nationally for Christian education. There's this interest that's happening, and maybe it was a pandemic who set it off. I'm not sure, but it's all by design, and God has perfect timing, and we're seeing such an influx in students and parents seeking out our school. So it would not surprise me if, I don't know where we're going to stick all the kids, but we're going to probably hit closer to 200. And of course, maintaining our smaller class sizes is very important to us. So trying to think creatively. How can we offer two classrooms for one grade level with the limited space that we have and still provide that level of excellence? So there's logistics that are going on in the background. We have closed a couple elementary grade levels and added some pretty lengthy wait lists to them. But I'm excited to see where God is taking our school.
Very cool. And
along those lines, Brandon, it probably people would be interested in knowing that we plan to do a groundbreaking in June of this year with completion in really the fall of 22. So we will be able to open the doors then. And so we're going to be a little tight between now and then.
Yeah.
But we're pretty excited about what we see ahead. So,
yes, one tight year. I think that helps us gain a little bit of perspective that, you know, we want to hang on to these amazing families that are coming our way. So we're just going to make it work for this year, knowing that year 22, 23, will most likely, Lord willing, have keys in hand and be able to open up our elementary wing.
Very good. And you know, a lot of people probably for the first time had with the pandemic being challenged and wanting to have kids in school 5 days a week, maybe been the first time they've ever encountered, you know, having the financial burden here of paying for private school. But it's not out of the realm of possibility if people think that that's a hindrance to them.
And certainly I'll speak on this. Yes, we do have scholarships available for those who would qualify for those. We also have discounts for multiple students. We have a 30% discount for pastors, students of pastors. So there's different opportunities available because we know that private education, is an investment. And so there's different things that we've put in place to try to help support parents in making that choice. We are a choice in education. We would like to be available to more families. So we've put different discounts in place to make that more affordable.
All right. And you can learn more at FlintHillsChristianSchool.com. That's also where you can see the Raising Warriors campaign. And it's a really neat website. I love the colors. There's actually a little bit of video on there too, and you kind of see the measurement of where you're at in terms of the fundraising. And you might just touch a little bit on what's going on tomorrow here with Grow Green Match Day, and I know that Flint Hills Christian School is part of that.
We are, yes. We are just so thankful for the opportunity that we have there with Grow Green Match Day. So we are, of course, a nonprofit organization in the Manhattan area, and that's what Grow Green Match Day is all about, supporting local nonprofits. To my understanding, there are 66 available to donate to tomorrow and tomorrow only. And of those 66, we are honored to be one. So if that is something that's on your heart, to donate in that way, then thank you very much.
Need to remind people that with the Go Green, every dollar they give, there's another 50 cents given in their name. So there's a real opportunity to multiply your gift tomorrow.
Yeah, opportunity maybe to close the gap here with the fundraising for the project here. And you know what a wonderful project it will be. And you know we've been talking a lot about growth here and the need for it, and you know, being able to get up to 300 students eventually, that's a lofty goal for you, but that would grow you, I guess, almost double, right?
Yep, that would be double our existing growth, but based off of the projections of even what we're seeing for the next school year, if that's something that continues forward, we will hit that so much sooner than the year 2030, which was our original goal.
Very good. Dennis, is there some other aspects here that you can touch on here in terms of the fundraising?
Well, I think we should tell you how you could donate. Certainly, you could contact the school with Jordan. You can go on our website and donate directly on the website there. We try to make that as easy as possible. The Greater Community Foundation is another avenue you could use for donations. The campaign is a three-year campaign. Those that would like to donate maybe a little bit more than they can afford in 1 year, we will have three-year pledges, and so that's available to them. And Jordan is probably the greatest contact. If you have any questions whatsoever, give her a call at the school. Jordan, what's the number there again so that they can reach you?
Sure, it's 785-776-2223. And our website is flinthillschristianschool.com. And you'll see in the upper right-hand corner the Raising Warriors button. You can click on that, and it'll direct you where you need to go.
For those that don't know, the reason we have called this the Raising Warrior Campaign is Warriors is our mascot. We are the Warriors. And so we thought it was very fitting that the campaign be named the Raising Warriors, because we're going to plan to double the number of Warriors out there fighting in today's world and adding great value to today's world. So,
Dennis, I got a note passed here from Dave Lewis, my producer here on the show. And he says, you were instrumental in the founding of Flint Hills Christian School. And how far has the school come since it started, would you say?
Well, it's come a long way, as you can imagine. We were restricted in the number of dollars we could in building the first facility. We were just breaking away from Living Word School. They had made motions to try to make an independent school. And we have accomplished that. We have 35 different churches represented at the school. It's a non-denominational school. But way, way ahead of any dream that I had is where we're at. We thought when we built the existing school that we would eventually build a secondary school. And those plans have come to fruition. But that was 25 years ago. And it's been a slow growth. But we're thrilled about what we're seeing. We're thrilled about the growth that we've had in the last couple of years. And really excited about being able to fulfill God's plan. And I always say it's not our school, it's His school. And anything we can do to better the kingdom, we're going to do it. So I appreciate Dave's comment there.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful facility as is, and I think it's going to be exciting to see just some of the changes here. And, you know, a lot of changes will happen. Of course, the expanded classroom space, no doubt. But, you know, the auditorium and competition gym, that'll be a nice addition there for all the activities that go on. And not only that, but that might be a good community gathering space from time to time as well.
We share. There's a church that actually uses facilities now during the weekends. And so we try to make things available. The gym's used. We have a great basketball, girls and basketball team. And right now we have standing room only with the crowd. So part of this expansion is almost doubling the seating in the gymnasium so people can come with their families and enjoy the games. And so we're excited about that. Excited about a lot of the improvements we're going to be doing to the existing building as well as the new grade school addition. So it'll feel like a new place for all of our students.
Remind us when that groundbreaking is again.
We're planning for June of this year to do a groundbreaking after school is out. You know, with $5.8 million in hand, we feel confident enough that we can start breaking ground. And so we're thrilled we can do that just as soon as possible after the school starts. So you'll start seeing construction pretty quick during the summer and a lot of activities there. We certainly need to complete this campaign. As we set out on the campaign, we made one obvious decision that we did not want to affect the existing budget. We're not exactly flush with money as it comes. Any private school is struggling in their times. And so the last thing we wanted to do was take away from, you know, what we can pay teachers and staff and the facilities, take care of the facilities we have. So we're committed that whatever we raise is what we're going to spend. So if we don't get the $6.8 million, then we're going to have to cut something from this project, but we're going to proceed because, as Jordan has told you, we're busting at the seams and it's only going to get worse before it gets better. And we're going to get this thing rolling and open the doors. A lot of the other part of this is creating a new entranceway to the school, to both wings. A lot of security issues we've talked about.
Hey, Dennis,
part
I'm,
of that in that area.
I'm sorry, we're out of time. I got to cut you off here, but flinthillschristianschool.com/raisingwarriors. That's the website.